What's happening, man? It's your partner, Big Boy. It's about that time. Let's get this week turned up right now. Hello.
What up, neighbors?
Natalia Perez.
If it goes down in Hollywood, you know I know about it.
Louis G.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, my God.
ID.
Hola, amores.
With special appearances by Luther Lufe phone test.
Sir?
My name is Luther Lufe.
My name is Luther.
Barry's cousin.
I don't know who put anything in your head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
T.T.
Tanaka. Donald Trump.
And also Maricela.
Oh, Big Boy, I love you so much.
It is about that time, man. Strike it. Well, there it is. It's lit. Big Boy's Neighborhood starts now. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Natalia, is up in here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalia, we were just kind of speaking on this as well, man. Natalia, when was the last time you put on, like, jeans or something like that?
I'm sorry, what are these jeans
exactly.
You speak of?
Exactly. Yeah, man.
What are these?
That is crazy, man. So, Natalia, when do you think, like, you'll probably pop on a pair? Like, how long down? Because you could just chill right now. Mommy mode is coming.
I, you know what? I really hope kind of soon just because I kind of miss it. But the one thing I'm missing for sure is like putting on like regular socks and shoes because I'm so swollen and my feet don't fit in the shoes.
Oh, you know what?
I feel like my whole look is messed up, to be honest with you.
No, your look isn't messed up. You're taking care of a little one right now. I'll send you a pair of my size 13 shoes.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I need.
You want to know who messed up? Go to RadioBigBoy.com and look at the black guy that's on there named Big Boy.
Wow.
Come Stop on. It.
Yeah. So she's saying that little DeMarcus, you know, little not DeMarcus. The real name, mm-hmm. messing up her look right now. You know what I'm saying? Louis, who's messing up your look right now?
Or right messed now, up your look? I think my haircutting machine's right now, bro.
Really? You need to get that George Clooney Flo-B.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
The Flo-B, George Clooney said that
he my haircutting machine.
Machines, if it's not one thing, it's another, and they're all broken, so I got to, like, figure it out, and now I can't even, like, really cut my hair the way I want it. Right now.
Oh man, yeah. I thought that you were just getting ready for the next year.
I thought this was on purpose.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, Doc,
I thought this was a whole quarantine on the scene look.
No,
all righty.
Yeah.
So we just say quarantine messed up his look.
Pretty much.
Who messed up
quarantine.
Your look? Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood is about that time for your phone tap. Let's go to get into your phone tap right here, man. This is where I call my boy D, Damon, from D's Barbecue. And I hit him up because they had delivered some stuff to the station. Delicious barbecue. And the only way that you can go ahead and repay someone and say thank you is to call them up and let them know that the food that they delivered made everyone sick. Let's go to get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tap. What you gonna do?
Yo, D.
Yo, Big.
Man, I just wanted to holler at you. I didn't want to talk about this at the station, and I didn't want to just hand your number out before we had a chance to speak.
Okay.
But on Friday, when you guys came down to feed everyone, Jason, our producer, Jason had got an upset stomach. But Jason, he has, like, ulcers. Like, he has a very sensitive stomach anyway.
Right.
And then there's another girl named Now, she got very sick.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't have insurance.
Oh, God.
So that's where the problem is at. Jason's not tripping, but this girl already got in touch with our legal. It's just a bad situation on me, D.
Oh, God. I cooked it all fresh that morning,
and
B.
Let me tell you, she already talked to her lawyer. She already got my name in it. She got the station's name in it.
Oh, God.
She talking about suing me, suing you. You know what I'm saying? So... Indeed, when they hit you up,
God,
do they make it under your first and last, or do they go straight to like D's original takeout grill? Because there is going to be a lawsuit.
What the?
Like they smell it. You know what I'm saying? Like they already talked to our lawyer. Yeah, man.
Oh, it's so I was about to go eat myself. I can't even eat right now.
Don't eat that.
Oh my God, Big. It's insane, Big.
And you know, it's a trip, man. It was like I was just trying to do something good. Like, I wouldn't even open up that phone and say, come on down and eat if I would have known if the food was spoiled.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't never do no like that. That's why you allow me to come. Because there ain't no spoiled food coming out from my restaurant. I'm up right now.
D, you need to stop cursing, man. It's messing up the phone tap. I'm going to keep...
You
I got to keep putting beeps over everything.
You. I'm sorry.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, who messed up your look? We got to bring Eric into the neighborhood. He was going down with E-Dog. Eric, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Eric. Hello. Eric, who messed up your look?
So my barber ended up canceling my appointment. So I ended up going to Supercuts down the street. When I got to Supercuts, I sat down on the chair, and the lady put a bowl. She brought out a bowl. Did you put it on my head?
Hey, Eric, please tell me that you playing. Because you hear bowl cuts in old movies, so on and so forth. Bro, she did not try to start off a fade or try to start off your haircut with a bowl.
Nope, yeah, she brought a bowl. One of the ones I eat cereal out of.
Hey, man, why you didn't get up and leave?
I don't know. I had faith in her.
You just trusted
her. Once I got home, I ended up shaving it all off.
Damn. So how long have you been with your barber that usually cuts you up tight?
Well, after he had canceled, I was like, I never went back to him. I found a new one.
Okay, but you popped in on Supercuts, and they messed up your look.
Yep.
Damn, so she put a bowl on your head, so you had to end up going home and cutting it all off?
Yep, I shaved my head.
Hey, man, now, you know what's crazy? I own a barber shop, right?
Yeah, you do.
And I've never seen, and, you know, I've been in barber shops, so on and so forth. I've never seen anyone really take a, you hear it a bowl cut.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never seen anyone actually take a bowl and put that on someone's head.
Yep. I was surprised once I saw it. I don't know why I didn't get up.
Right. Well, you figured it out once you got home and had to cut all your hair off. Hey, man, while she was cutting your hair, Eric, were you noticing it was looking bad and she just kind of trying to take the fade up?
Honestly, I was hoping, I had faith in her. I was like, I feel that she knows what she's doing, but nope.
Wow. So with that particular place, you were one and done.
Yep, I never went back there.
All righty, who messed up your look? Yeah, y'all hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, who messed up your look? All righty, let's bring Morgan into the neighborhood, see what's going down. Morgan, hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on, Morgan? Morgan, who messed up your look, honey?
Man, I have beef with my parents because I think my DNA messed up my look. I'm not going to lie.
Same. What happened?
It's been messed up from the day I was born, man. It's just like my nose is a little big. My hair is kind of thin. Like just all the bad genetics from my mom and my dad. I got them all.
Damn. We were thinking, you know, more of like, you know, barbers and, you know, with Louie, I told him, I said, no. I told Louie, I said, don't put your parents in this because it's obvious that they messed up our look. We didn't think that somebody was going to call up. So you saying you have a big nose and you have thin hair.
Talk about genetic genes, bro.
I mean, there's other things. Yeah, my feet are pretty big. You know, I got a really tiny booty. You know, they just didn't look out for me then when it was coming to my DNA, but it's all good.
So the people that messed up your look is your parents.
100%. There's no one else to blame at all.
I heard that. So you say you got big feet.
Yep.
Big nose.
Yep. Big nose.
Thinning hair.
Yep.
Little booty.
Can we keep going?
All righty, now this is what I want you to do, Morgan. I want you to tell me what's right with you, not what's wrong with you.
What's right?
Not messed up? Yep.
My personality and my outlook on life.
I heard that.
You know, not the prettiest. You got to be a little funny. So. Yeah.
Hey, you see how successful I am? You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're not the prettiest, then hey, you gotta be funny, you know, and it worked out for me, Morgan. Well, Morgan, Morgan, I thank you for this phone call, but I'm gonna tell you, Morgan, I'm a little bit bummed out by this call too.
Hey, I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
I heard that. Are you in a relationship?
I'm not actually. No.
I heard that. How long has it been since you've been in a relationship?
Probably about a year.
Okay,
a year
so. Alrighty, so you're out of a relationship. Is it hard for you to get into relationships, or do you date? I know it's harder to date during the pandemic, but were you dating, Morgan?
I don't know if we'd call it dating. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of what you would call a dog.
A dog?
I'm better off single. So
I heard that.
I'm not really the type to be in relationships. I don't put all my eggs in one basket, if you get what I'm saying.
I heard that.
It's called not going where you thought it was at all.
Hey, man, Morgan, I'll probably take this out. Are you great in bed?
100%.
Yeah, aren't we all? Sure. See, we're making up other ways. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's not me. Yeah, I built this.
Hey, Morgan, let me tell you. I'm going to put you on hold, and I guarantee you we're about to get so many calls. We're like, hey, babe, did you get a number on Morgan? Did you get a number on Morgan?
So Morgan, no.
Morgan,
take care of you. You be the queen that you are, and thank you for making this call to us. Okay, Morgan?
Always. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty, don't hang up. That's Morgan right there, man. Y'all stick around y'all radios. Who messed up your look, Big Boy's Neighborhood?
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, man. Now I've had Snoop Dogg in many a times, bro. We done had some real conversations. We done joked around. This man done tried to get me to smoke on many different occasions. You know what I'm saying? But we've been through a lot of emotional roller coasters, dog. But we've never been through anything like this, man. Where we see 2020, man. We thought when we lost Kobe Bryant, 2020 was already a blown year. Then we get hit with a pandemic, and now we're seeing the murder of George Floyd, man, and so many other murders, bro, that we're now at the melting pot, bro. When you first saw that video, dog, did you believe what you were seeing?
Yep.
Damn.
I believed it. It was the part where they believe it, because the camera don't lie.
Yeah.
The camera's the only witness in court that'll never change his testimony. He's the only witness that cannot be paid off and cannot be swayed. The camera is what it is. Mm-hmm. And for many years, we've been receiving this treatment without a camera. So I'd have to say I believed it, even though it's sad and it hurt my heart. But I expected that.
Yeah. And we've seen us get shot on Facebook Live. We've seen us get choked out for selling CDs and everything on camera, bro. What I couldn't believe is at one point when I tapped the screen, I still had 6 minutes left. And then when I got to the so-called end, dog, and I saw them lift his body up and I saw that he wasn't responsive, I knew that they had killed that man, bro. That's the part that I couldn't believe, how long he was on that man's neck and seeing the others stand around and not do nothing, bro.
It's a mentality. Racism is a mentality. And either you for it or you against it. Like we as black people, we have something that's called spirit, heart, soul, and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that they can't take away from us. Even in this terrible time, his family is mourning, but they don't want violence.
Yeah.
That's forgiveness. Because naturally, you kill mine, I'm killing yours.
Yeah. Eye for an eye, bro.
Right. But they don't feel that way. And we don't feel that way as the black community, because if we did, it wouldn't be no peaceful protest. It'd just be, you know, whatever. Because if you're going to live above the law, then we should be able to live above the law. Because this is an instance where, say, for example, me and you, Big Boy, we ride in the car and we having a good time on a Sunday. And we pick up one of our gangbang homies, put him in the car with us. He run in the store to get something to drink, end up shooting two people in the store, jump back in the car with us.
Mm-hmm.
Police pull us over. Guess what? All three of us going to jail for murder. No question. I don't care if you Big Boy, if you Snoop Dogg, get your black ass in the car. You're going to jail for murder. And your bail is probably $1 million.
Easy.
Not 500,000, so the KKK can bail you out, but $1 million.
Continue to hang out with us, man. We got Snoop Dogg up in here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We're back up in the neighborhood, man, with Snoop Dogg. How do you feel about communities coming together, man? We see so many communities that's being linked together for the right cause. We seeing so many heroes that's not wearing capes.
Well, shout out to the Bloods, the Crips, the Latinos, and all of the Asians and all of the gangbangers out there that decided to put their things down to fight for a real cause, because now we know who the real enemy is. So I want to give them a shout out, because they always get no credit and they always getting all of the publicity when they shooting and killing each other. But we ain't killing nobody right now, because we really looking at the real enemy. And I want to give them a shout out around the whole globe for just being peaceful and being understanding to know what's going on, to be civilized, to be able to communicate and talk to other gangs and be able to converse with your enemy, who isn't your enemy, who's your friend. And now you're finding out that that's your brother, and you know who the real enemy is now.
Hey, dog, as a father and as a grandfather, what do you tell your kids? And in the future, what do you tell your grandkids?
Well, you know, the crazy part is I got mixed grandkids, you know, black, white, black, Latino, black, Colombian. You know what I'm saying? So I just tell them like I tell my sons, you know, be safe, be careful, be cordial, and understand that, the law is against you. You already, you know, against the gun, so comply. You know, whenever you get pulled over, turn the car off, have your license and registration on point, you know, have your hands out the window or either on the steering wheel, so that way they can see you and there won't be no excuses. And my thing is, I like to have my kids have people with them, if it's security, if it's a grown man or somebody that's a little bit more older, so that way they have an adult with them to be able to converse with this police officer on some grown man talk, in case this is a young officer, in case this officer don't understand the dynamics.
Dog, hold on for a second, man. Continue to hang out with us, man. We got Snoop Dogg up in here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We back up in here with the one and only Snoop Dogg. Just real quick, man, how you been holding up since the pandemic? You know, we haven't been around each other, but how you been holding down?
Man, I've been up and down, you know. I'm a human, so I have good days, bad days, but I'm more locked in, so I like to pace or either walk around in circles and watch things on TV, play video games, you know, be insightful, get on Instagram, play music, watch other people's lives, you know, just keeping myself busy and staying active. And
do you miss outside? Do you miss outside? You miss the stage? Because, dog, you a people person too, bro. Like, you'll come and do an interview and you could be in the hallways for 3 hours still talking to people and taking pictures.
I do want to go outside, but I'm stuck in the house.
I heard that. I saw the song. You know what I'm saying? Like you made a full song. Like, man, please.
I want to go outside, but I'm stuck in the house. Ain't nothing I can do, but I'm trying to follow the rules. You know, I don't want to be one of those that's breaking the rules. I want to lead by example.
Man.
Even when it comes to following the protocol of the pandemic, I did a great job of that. Even with the protests and the riots, and I'm doing a great job at that as far as using my power to do what I'm great at, not being in the streets rioting and protesting, but vocally using my platform to reach millions and millions of people, you know, through messages and through music and through what I'm strong at. When I was, you know, 21, 22 years old in 1992, I definitely was on the front line.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's who I was. But as a grandfather and as a grown man, I have to look at my perspective and say, let me get some insight on how we can make this better, not being a part of the thing that's on the streets, but part of the thing on the top, because we got to have the soldiers on the streets and we got to have the soldiers on the top. So that way the people in the middle can understand what it is.
Hey, dog, thank you for checking in with us, man. And keep using your voice, man. And thank you so much for coming in and talking to Los Angeles and talking to the world, bro. And you stay safe, and God willing, I'll see you soon.
Hey, shout out to the mayor of Inglewood. Shout out to the governor of California. To the police chiefs around the globe and all of the real police officers that's out there on the streets that's standing up for, you know, equality and humanity. We want to give y'all a shout out, because you guys shouldn't be looked at behind a couple of few officers that's bad, because we know there's some great ones out there. So I want to give y'all a shout out because I love the great work that y'all do.
Man, and once again, man, we thank you, man, and to everybody that's not in uniform and the heroes without capes, we thank y'all as well, man. And remember that there's a lot that we got to do. We still trying to get through this, and also the pandemic is real. 2020 is a crazy year, man, but let's try to build for what the rest of 2020, what 2021 and so on is going to look like, man. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for your phone tap on the teens right here, man. And your phone tap is brought to you by RadioBigBoy.com, where you never miss a show. You'll never miss a moment.
No.
All things Big Boy's Neighborhood is right there for you at RadioBigBoy.com. This one right here is Marvelous Marvel. Wouldn't you love to win a trip to Wakanda and all sorts of Marvel prizes?
This one's
well, this lady loved it until she hated it. Let's go to get it to your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Your phone tap. What you going?
Hello, may I speak to please?
This is she. Can I help you?
Hi, my name is Luther. Luther Lufe. I'm from the Wakandians, and I was calling to yes, ma'am. I was calling to let you know that you are our grand prize winner for the Marvelous Marvel weekend. You won a trip for two to Wakanda. So congratulations.
Oh my God, yes.
The Zero to Superhero weekend.
This is going to be huge.
We got all the specialties. We got the Wakandiacs. We got Kendrick Lamar from afar. He's not going to be performing there, but he's going to be there via satellite.
Crazy. Now, will you send me everything?
This is what we're going to do, hon. Let me get that credit card so we can go ahead and get everything started.
Wait a minute. You said I won.
Yeah. This is all expenses paid by you. So if we can just get this credit card.
That's bull.
But you already said you were going to do it, ma'am. You already said
I'm not going to do it because that's you said it wrong and that's not right.
Ma'am.
Why not throw in my whole f***ing family if I got to pay on it? That makes no sense.
Okay, well, let's do it. All I need is a credit card.
No, I'm not doing it. You better find someone else because now I'm not interested.
Okay, well, you're not going to Wakanda either then. You know,
I don't want to go then, because why should I? I'd have to pay for it, and I'd choose somewhere else to go. That's ridiculous.
You don't want to come to the Black Panther? You don't want to go from
no,
zero to superhero?
No, I don't want to go to the Black Panther. It probably is no Black Panther. You probably just take my money, and I'd be stranded somewhere.
So you don't want to go to Wakanda?
No, I don't.
I'm going to give it to the next person. All we need now from you is a $1,376 for the actual cancellation fee.
You know what, buddy? You better take your cancellation fee and stick it so far, because you ain't getting from me.
I'm going to completely take you off of this then, all righty? And don't call back crying about how you want.
I wouldn't f***ing call you. You you got f***ing problems. You know what? I should f***ing call the police department or one of those TV channels.
Okay, ma'am.
And put all the information about you guys.
All right, well, you have a...
How dare you try to scam somebody, especially when it involves children.
I hope you don't use that mouth to kiss your kids.
Yeah, I sure do, and I'll kiss anybody with this mouth. I don't really give a...
You've really changed since the first lady that I got on the phone.
I guess so. Did you? You're a scammer now.
Alrighty, well, you have yourself a good day.
You should be ashamed of yourself, and I don't know how you sleep at night. That
with
is
my
disgusting.
Eyes closed. Thank
how
you so you? Much.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
buddy.
I'm
that's
sleeping on what?
Great. Good. You go sleep on your island. I hope you get a panther right up the
man.
Go yourself. You, buddy. You.
Phone taps on the tens every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, Natalia. NBA player DeMar DeRozan in the neighborhood news.
Big, scary, scary moment from him. And I think a lot of people could really relate to this. He had a home invader last month, and this person broke into his house, made it all the way upstairs, and actually came across one of his kids.
Oh my God.
Obviously,
you
the kid,
die.
Like... Yeah, right. Like there's a commotion started and DeMar like runs into the room to see what's happening. And I guess like the guy sized him up and you see DeMar, he's 6'6", like 220. Right. And he was like, gotta go. Bye. And DeMar like actually chased him out. And so that's like obviously really scary. But the crazy part about all this is that the guy didn't stop. He like left the gated community. And then shortly later came back again to try to break in through.
What?
But this time, thankfully, security was actually able to stop him. They arrested him. They called the police. And turns out the whole thing was a mistake. Now, it's not a mistake that he was trying to like intrude. Mm-hmm. He was actually trying to get into Kylie Jenner's house.
Man.
So even though he definitely saw this other guy like, you're 6'6", 220, way bigger than me. I got to get out of here.
Hey, hold on. This is a probably- black guy's house?
Yeah, he was like, wait, you don't look like Kylie Jenner, which I thought was kind of hilarious. Obviously, for
you're like,
DeMar,
what's Kardashian house am I in? This basketball player's here. Like, it's okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. But obviously, for DeMar, it's like really scary because he's like, like, I can't imagine coming face to face with someone who is broken into your house.
Hey, man, I've never come face to face, but have you ever had your home burglarized?
Yes, my home for sure. I have it burglarized.
Yeah, man.
I came face to face with somebody who was stealing something from my car.
I remember that.
And
man.
I remember just looking at him, and I froze, bro, and I couldn't even speak. Like, and I was like, drop it, bro!
Gangster.
And then he did the same thing, dropped everything, and just ran away. Man, and my dumbass chased him with a big, heavy backpack like I was going to catch him.
Nah, you didn't really want that smoke.
Yeah, oh, what are you going to do?
But let's get into it, man. Like, for real, there's a lot of people, you know, either, you know, home invasions, getting burglarized, but when did you get jacked? And I know that sounds crazy, but hey. People have stories, man.
Mm-hmm.
People do have stories. You know, I remember LL Cool J woke up and somebody was in his house.
That's right.
And he damn near beat that dude to death. He won't even talk about
it. Care business.
Yeah, there it is there.
Business.
But y'all hit us up. Hello.
What's up?
Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, man. And now we were just looking now, of course, you know, Tom Brady. Tom Brady residence. Someone walked in there, too. They said the dude was, like, on Tom Brady's couch.
Damn.
We were speaking about DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was in his house. You know what I'm saying? Nathalia's house was broken into after our real street fest last year.
That's true.
We've been burglarized.
Hell
Louis,
yeah.
You know, car, whatever it is. But when did you get jacked? Let's bring Jasmine into the neighborhood. Jasmine, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Jasmine. Okay. What happened? When did you get jacked?
Back in 2017, I was actually coming out of the bank, and two guys robbed me coming out of the bank in the parking lot.
Damn! By gunpoint?
At gunpoint. I was walking to like the car in like the shopping center, and the guy came and put his hand around my neck like as if he was just like holler at me, and I'm like, what's going on? And I try to like shrug him off of me. and he held on tight, and he put the gun in my side.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, don't scream, don't say nothing, else I'll blow you away right here. So in the car, I'm trying to, like, catch the attention of, like, my homegirl and my mom that was in the car with my baby. But oh, when my baby seen me at the time, she was two, she was calling me, like, mommy, mommy, mommy. So I'm trying to ignore her because I don't want them to feel like, okay, this is your daughter, so this is another thing, try to get my purse or whatever. So when my mom saw me, she hopped out the car and she was like, hey, what you doing? And they pulled the gun, like, they pulled, showed her the gun, like, be still, but we blow her away right here. And my mom was like, just give me your purse. And I gave him my purse, and, like, they walked to the car. They didn't run. They didn't do anything.
Damn. Man, that's horrible. I couldn't imagine my wife or my sisters or anyone coming home with that same story, Jasmine. No. Yeah, and that really messes with your head too, huh, Jazz?
Yes, it's like now, like, banks and things like that, like, I'm so, like, looking over my shoulder. Like, I don't carry cash. It's, like, horrible.
I heard that. Well, Jasmine, thank you for sharing your story with us, my queen, and you have yourself a great day, all righty?
You too, guys.
All righty now. When did you get jacked? Y'all hit us up. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Man, when did you get jacked? It's a lot of people, man.
The phone lines are blowing up.
Yeah,
with these
man.
Stories.
All right, let's bring Tati into the neighborhood. Tatiana, let's bring Tati. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Tatiana. When did you get jacked, my love? What happened?
Oh, my God. Okay, a few years back, Big, I left my backpack, expensive backpack with a laptop, some school books, and a duffel bag of clothes in my car. Left it in the back seat. Came in the next day, glass was shattered, everything's gone. I'm freaking out. I'm crying because, like, my laptop's gone. So I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what am I going to do? So I pretty much, I know how Apple has the tracker. So I have the tracker, and it bings. It turns on. So I'm, like, panicking. I'm like, oh, my God, let me go ahead and get my stuff. So I'm following the tracker. I'm calling the cops on the way, and they're telling me they can't do anything because it might be a false alarm. And I'm like, so if I pull up there and something happens, then call you? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, okay. So I pretty much get down there. I run into this guy that looks kind of sketch. And so he's looking at me. I'm looking at him, only black girl in the building. So he's like, you know, like, looking, I'm like, yo, is that my laptop? And then he's like stuttering. And I'm like, that's my laptop. And then he's just like, no, my homie sold me this. I'm like, no, that's mine. I was like, you have the charger? And then he's just like freaking out. He's like, can you at least wait till my homie gets here? I was like, get your homie. I don't care. I was like, the cops on their way. Cops ain't really on their way, but right. I gotta, you know, make it seem like it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So
yeah, so long story short, the homie comes with his girl. They're pissed off. I already told them the cops are on their way. I get my laptop. That's it. I don't get anything back.
Do you know, Tati, do you know if he's the one that broke into your car? Because I knew it kind of probably moved from the homie, then the homie sold it to him. Did you ever follow up to see who broke into the car and who got everything?
I think the homie probably broke into my car. But, you know, I didn't go into detail because, you know, I ain't no detective. I just wanted to get my stuff.
I heard that. So did you get everything back?
No, just the laptop, and I really wanted my backpack because it was so expensive.
Was he on your laptop when you? Was he on your laptop when you came in?
No, he was just holding it. He was just holding it.
Oh, wow!
What are the odds of that?
Holding it.
That's awesome.
Bing, 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 bing. Hey, that's my laptop right there. When did you get jacked, Big Boys Neighborhood?
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. When did you get jacked? Bring Cherie into the neighborhood. Cherie, hello.
Big hello, darling.
Hello there, Cherie. Cherie, when did you get jacked?
I'm from Cali, right? I moved to New York, you know, a few years back. I moved all my stuff in. I met somebody on Craigslist that said they were subleasing their apartment, right? So I moved all my stuff in there, you know what I'm saying? Everything, even Uncle Ray out of Best Side, Brooklyn, had gave me a mink to the flow. Flew back to L.A. on Memorial Weekend, came back to New York to find out the person was actually being evicted and had subleased to me illegally, and the actual owner of the apartment made me get out anyway, Big.
Oh.
They took everything, even the sheets off the bed, my dude.
Wait, so not only did they do the sublease, and when you came back, but they moved out with your stuff?
took my money and my stuff, Big, and Uncle Ray, Eddie Murphy's uncle, gave me a mink to the flow.
Man.
And they took it all, Big.
Damn
everything.
Shame what they did to that dog. You remember Coming to America? Damn. That is scandalous. So what did you do? Did you just, did you come back to Cali or did you have to rough it in New York?
When I had to hustle back and start working at Larry Flynt's Hustle Club in Manhattan. I couldn't come back to L.A., bro.
Hello. All righty now. I think we just got a shout-out for our Hustler Club, too. What you ever been there, Lou?
No, never heard of it.
All right. Well, I'm going to put it on hold. You can go ahead and book your appointment. You can go ahead and book your appointment. All righty. There it is right there.
When did you get jacked? Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? Here's another moment with us in case you missed it. Megan Thee Stallion is in the neighborhood.
I'm happy to be here.
How has Corona been affecting you? How you been holding up?
I'm not mad at social distancing.
Right.
Like, I like being in the house. I've been in here working on new music, and I'm like, dang, maybe I have to sit down and, like, really get it together. You know, I don't like how it's affecting, you know, other families. And, you know, I've had, like, some friends whose grandparents or like cousins or something that actually passed away from it. Our generation, we do take things and turn it into a joke because we don't think it's going to affect us or anyone we know. But just from my experience, I definitely have been, you know, taking it really seriously.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani. Ani is up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing.
I got the grossest story that happened in an Uber. Well, not the grossest, but it's pretty gross. But this man had to go to court because he farted in an Uber.
He had to go to court?
Because he farted
in an Uber?
Yeah, I mean, of course, there was fighting that was involved. Okay, that is how it started.
Yeah, you fart in my car. Yeah, you definitely getting, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go to this extreme like this guy did, but there was three people. They were on their way to a nightclub and the Uber driver was driving them. And then all of a sudden they're in the back. Of course, they had pregame, so they're a little drunk and tipsy. Mm. One of the guys lets it rip and just goes... Something like that, like diarrhea-like. And the that one was like the nice, but the Uber driver, he just like turned around. This was his last straw. Apparently, he's had a lot of mean or passengers that were bothering him already.
And for those out there, when you get an Uber, you don't own the car. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And wear your mask. But the guy turns around. He's like, hey, get out of my car. You're not going to be like that. And the other guy was all mad. He's like, he started fighting back or whatnot. But he ends up getting out of the car. But before he gets out, he hits the Uber guy on the head.
Man.
The Uber guy strikes back.
Hell
he
nah.
pushes him back or punches him back. I don't know what he does, but the guy drops to the ground.
Right.
And they end up in court. So they
forget that. You know, and you'll talk to Uber drivers and maybe people yourselves where you get in and you act like you own the car.
Oh, yeah.
You're rude. You know what I'm saying? It's not your car.
My aunt is an Uber driver, Big, and she'll tell me stories like how demanding people are.
Has somebody farted in their car and smacked her in the back of the head when they got out?
No, not that. But have like taken like a big black bag and they've put it in her trunk and she's like, I has asked no questions. No questions
really
at all.
Though.
Yeah.
Damn.
It is. She's like, and my aunt's very much like me.
Hey, man, you pull me over and you got something in a black bag. Yeah. I'm definitely, call me whatever you want. I'm going to be like, hey, that's his bag.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know this dude. I'm not going down with him.
She would get in trouble for that, wouldn't she?
It depends on what's in the bag. Uh-huh. And it's her car.
Yeah, so I'm like, anything like Uber drivers have to go through a lot, or just rideshare drivers in general have to go through.
So if you learned anything, all righty, don't fart in the Uber car.
Yeah.
All righty, it's not your car. There it is right there, man. Sometimes you got to do these PSAs, too. You got to do these public service announcements. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, yes. Neighborhood Debate. Yes. Oh, it's here. It's going down.
Yeah.
Neighborhood Debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021, man? So we got the Neighborhood Debate. Yes. We got Natalia Aide, Louis G. up in here. And Natalia, we'll start with you for the Neighborhood Debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021?
A Big, come on. It's got to be all the Karens.
The Karens.
They made such a mess this year with their dumb fake calls of, oh, this is happening to me and this, it wasn't happening. And you were just calling the cops on dumb reasons. You have a whole name for yourself. These are the Karens that are not allowed in 2021, Big.
I'm being threatened by a man in the room.
I knew it.
Please send the cops immediately. Get the fuck out of this world. Get the fuck out of this state. Go back to whatever fucking Asian country you belong in.
I'm calling the police. This woman just hit me. Everybody. This woman just accosted me. I can't believe you. I just I know. You guys are so violent. You Africans are so f***ing violent.
Man, you guys are so violent. You know what's crazy is That's out crazy. Of all the Karens, two of those really stuck out because I was remembering those. But yeah, that the one lady when my man was in the dog park and
yes.
If you didn't see that and you just heard that 911 call, Natalia, the way that she knew how to have the dog kind of barking out and the distress like the, in her voice and bringing her octaves up like she was really scared. That's how people get killed. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's how you'll have some law enforcement come and think something is going on and kill someone. But yeah, the Karens, man. Wow.
And thank goodness people filmed these moments happening, because people like this do it all the time and they make these fake phone calls. We don't need your hate. We don't need your bad haircuts. We don't need your phone calls. You are not allowed to come back to 20 or come into 2021. We don't want you. No one wants you. And I feel so bad for people really named Karen. But we don't want the Karens.
Hey, man, have we seen any video footage of a Karen named Karen? It's always somebody else. You know, but neighborhood debate is going down. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? So, Natalia, you say the Karens, and we're coming back with Iday. What you thinking, Iday?
Look, I agree with Natalia. The Karens should not be allowed in 2021. But in order to not let them in, we have to get their leader in charge out of 2021.
Meals about coming back, talking about the leader of the Karens. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's neighborhood debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021?
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, neighborhood debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? Natalia said all the Karens. Leave them right here. Not allowed in 2021. Yeah. Neighborhood debate, Iday, is up on you. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021?
I actually really agree with Natalia that all the Karens should not be allowed in 2021. But we have to be honest. There was somebody who amped them up, who gassed them up to be that bold and that comfortable being their ugly little Karen selves. And that was Donald Trump, babe.
Yeah, man.
I believe, you know, he's done so many horrible things. And I can't say that because of him, America is racist. That's not the case. America was already racist. But what he did do is make these people like the Karens and the Kens feel very comfortable acting out the way they have.
Yeah.
And in order to stop that, we can't allow Trump into 2021. It's too much, Big. And we've heard all of the horrible things that he said on stage, like talking about the bleep hole countries and go back, man. And that type of energy is spread. Oh, yeah. And that's why you see the Karens doing
stand
what
down
they're doing.
And stay ready or whatever.
Oh,
you
my
know,
God. With
throwing
the boys,
toilet like, paper in Puerto Rico. Like, you know, like.
Oh. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. And trying to say that, you know, Mexico only sends its rapists and its criminals. And
mean
what
hombres.
Happened to his wall?
Mean you know,
all the mean hombres. Yeah,
and that was like from so the much. Giddy up. You know what I'm saying? Like. I thought that the early ones, and it just got worse and worse. And the more he felt empowered, the more he would say. Neighborhood debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? Iday says Donald Trump. All righty,
sure.
Luigi. We coming back to you, bro.
It's cool, but honestly, I think all of us are going to agree that not going into 2021 without this person would make music great again, bro.
Oh, damn. Huh. Not going in. Oh, okay, you got a little twist on it. Y'all stick around. Okay. Y'all radio's neighborhood debate continues. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Neighborhood debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? Natalia said all the Karens, leave them in 2020. They cannot be allowed in 2021. Of course, Donald Trump, shouldn't be allowed in 2021. Neighborhood debate, Louie, who shouldn't be allowed in 2021?
The one person, bro, I think we all can agree and just leave this guy behind already. Let's forget about him. Has to be Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Stupid.
That guy is stupid, bro. Tekashi 6ix9ine, just from the beginning, bro. The main thing, he's a snitch, dog.
Right.
But just the disrespect that he gave to a lot of OGs, going to different cities, landing down, making these fake videos about, I'm here, what's up, where you at?
Yeah,
and there are videos that were filmed before that already.
Yeah.
Like, what is you doing, dog? Like, the music is so annoying. I would play some music, but it would probably hurt our ears right now, like this
Bozo,
one.
Bozo, are you dumb? Dumb, stupid. Jump the cannon with his drum.
Hey, man.
Bro.
I
To those that's listening out there,
he was like, stupid.
And then as soon as it came on, he was over here bopping up and down and partying out to it. Y'all see him?
Kind of a bop.
Hey, that's all he does. Yelling out.
Partying for real, man. Bro. You sure you don't want him in 2021?
No, I don't want him at all, bro.
It looked like he was having a good time, bro.
What are you talking about, dog? I think without him, I think we'll be fine already. I think this was his last year of like just kind of just melting out of the music industry, dog.
We saw that with the album, too, man. I mean, for one, the snitching thing, okay, that's him if he's not about the life, which is crazy. All right. But yeah, he came home and he was accepted.
Yeah.
But he came home and he was doing the same thing even then some. Now, I don't know if he got, like, another trick up his sleeve because, to me, I don't follow him, but he's been, it seems like he's been quiet.
Yeah.
I think you know what I'm saying? At the moment, he's been quiet. So I don't know if he's coming back, you know, later on this year, you know, towards the holidays or if he's going to come in 2021. But I don't think that Tekashi 6ix9ine just disappeared.
I just trip out with the so much disrespect that he's given out there, how some of these artists are still working with them, bro.
Yeah.
I trip out on that. Like, how?
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah.
And then, you know, God bless the dead, you know, however certain things happen. And for him to, you know, continue to come at
that Nipsey Hussle thing,
Nipsey went, man, he lucky.
I'm not paying no disrespect. Of course you were, bro. We saw what you were doing.
Yeah, kneeling in front of Nipsey. Get down, man. All righty.
Get out of here.
Neighborhood debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? Nathalia says the Karens. Idae says Donald Trump. Louis G say Tekashi 6ix9ine. We coming back to see neighborhood debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? The neighborhood debate's going down. Nathalia, of course, you came and said the Karens.
Ugh, yes, those awful, awful, awful Karens.
There it is. That's a lot of awfuls right
D-9.
There. So yeah, she down there. With, I don't know if that was a quadruple down, I guess. All righty.
Idae,
you say Donald Trump should not be allowed in 2021.
Yes, get him out, please. We've had enough. 4 years was way more than enough time with him.
Man.
I can't even believe that he was president.
And you know what? He said he's not even going into 2021 anyway. He said he's not even conceding the new year.
Yeah.
He said he's going to stay in 2021. Yeah, no, I'm just staying right here. You know, this was a good year for me. Louis G, you say Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, man, he's an idiot. I'm surprised he didn't endorse Trump and
Amen.
Bringing him up. This is Tekashi 8ix9ine.
He's not that stupid.
We got Tekashi 76,000.
You know, here with Lil Pimp. Yeah. Neighborhood debate. Who shouldn't be allowed in 2021? Donald Trump.
You know it's the character. Trump.
Donald Trump.
He's already getting out. We know he's getting out.
No, he's not. He's still there.
We actually have to deny the Karens.
Right. But you know what, though, man?
The transition's happening.
The snake head, snake body. There it is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so I would go Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Karens, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, man.
All righty. There it is right there. Neighborhood debate. That one was easy for me. All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Idae all day up in here with In Case You Missed It.
We are still celebrating E-40's birthday, the one and only. And this is E-40 in the neighborhood talking about what helped him have this long career of his.
So I'm just glad that I didn't just take off. It's been I was already ahead of my time. And now I think that has a lot to do with my longevity is being consistent, staying gamed up, never lacking on what's going on, but still being me and staying within my envelope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to change with the times or what? The times going to change on you.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? And that's me. That's what I did. And, you know, and I've always been creative and, you know, subject matter wise, you know what I'm saying? Content wise.
It's not hard for you, though.
It's not hard at all, man. Yeah, I'm real gamed up and I gas you, man. Don't do a song with me, man.
Yeah.
Don't do a song with me.
Yeah, man.
Don't do a song. If you do a song with me, man, I'm going to go crazy. And like, the fans, the people that don't like me, as spectators that really don't really get me, they game goofy. It's something wrong with them in their head. It's something wrong. They can't respect creativity.
Yeah, man.
And they go
but
over
their head. But you've seen that 40 your whole career where it was like, oh, he rapped too fast. Oh, he did. It was always something.
Everybody rap fast now.
Yeah, man.
But mine is different. I'm all over the place like space. You just never know how I'm going to get at it. You know, you might think I'm going to throw you a slider, but I'll throw you a fastball.
Man, I love that dude, man.
So good. Oh, he's Isaiah, so that's amazing.
That's a great piece for in case you missed it right there, man. That's the goon with a spoon, the player tycoon right there, man. That's E40, the king of slanguage for your big interview. And in case you missed it, man, we got that entire interview up at RadioBigBoy.com. That's a good one, man. And once again, happy belated birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday
happy birthday.
E40, man. Another calendar, and continue to give that man his flowers while he can smell them. Believe that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
All right, here we go. You guys ready with this holiday survey says?
Survey says.
All right, here we go. The average American sees a 100% increase in their alcoholic drinking habits between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Period or during a pandemic?
Period, this year.
Wow.
100% increase. That's doubling up on your drinking habits during the holidays, pretty much, bro. And I believe it. Yes.
All right. So you said
100%.
I ask you, is this for the holidays? Well, you said no. Then you said this year. I said pandemic. You said no this year. Are they? Is that projected?
General,
it's
something annually. So yes, throughout the year, during the holidays, yes. This is what happens.
Do you find yourself drinking more during the holidays?
Yes, man, of course, dog. It's just, you know, I think you gather with friends more, with family. Obviously, it's a little different this year, but even with the pandemic, drinking has been increasing because we're more at home. Mm-hmm. And you just want to chill at the crib and drink. And just with everything going around, I believe
it,
bro. Yeah, dog.
Hey, man, and I think it'll be more so this year.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it's 100% or... they see the numbers during the holidays for any other year. Yeah, this year. And people tell you, like, yeah, you know, even when I'm at work, you know, if I'm sitting at my computer, I'll have a little drink.
Yeah, man.
You know, and it's not like you're going out on the weekends pounding them as much. No. But, you know, if you Monday through Friday, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In front of the computer or not working, whatever it may be. Like,
you got to figure. You got Blackout Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Then you got all Christmas Day where you just start drinking.
They call it
Blackout
Wednesday,
yeah,
huh?
You never heard of it?
Yeah, man. I love it.
Everybody just
man.
Gets hammered right before Thursday, Thanksgiving, because
and then go fight at your relative's house, huh? Yeah. That's why that drunk uncle that you don't want to have over there. You know what I'm saying?
So
what's the stat again?
It is the average American sees an 100% increase in their alcoholic drinking habits between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
All righty. How can that stat be true? Yes. Y'all hit us up. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, Luigi, once again.
Here we go. The average American sees a 100% increase in their alcoholic drinking habits between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
All righty. How can this stat be true? Hit us up. Bring Byron into the neighborhood. Byron, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Byron. How could that stat be true? Byron, do you think you drink a little bit more during the holidays?
Oh, big boy, 110%. I know I do.
Oh, yeah. He was like, man, they got the survey wrong. He was like, I'm 110%. Hey, Byron, do you feel like you've been drinking more or less during this quarantine, the pandemic?
Oh, I've been drinking a lot more. And I'm a new bartender, if you didn't know. People holler at me, though.
Really? No way. So are you a new bartender at the home? Or are these private parties we see jumping up? Or
nah. At the home, man. I mean, people want a White Claw. I open up a White Claw and I throw a shot of whiskey or a shot of vodka in there. I'm a whole new level now.
Oh, I heard that. I ain't
so
mad
you were
at
already it. A drunk. Now you're a drunker, man.
Yeah,
like my mom says.
Man, he like big. I don't even have to wait on the holidays, man. Like,
but I think it's true because during the holidays we gather together with friends and family, and it always calls for a good cold beer with somebody.
Yeah. Damn, and you know I don't drink, but hopefully I make it through this whole holiday season without getting one. Byron was like, "Big, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, for
you
real.
Don't know what you're missing." What about work, Byron? Are you working from home? Are you working at all? Are you back in the workplace?
No, I'm back in the workplace. I've been here since the quarantine, all through the holidays and everything. But I know, you know, Monday through Friday, I limit myself. Come Saturday, I go wild. And Sunday, I do about 75% because I got to go back Monday.
I heard that. So, but on Saturday, you 110% in.
Oh, 100%. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. All righty.
And you get more days off during the holidays, obviously.
There
you
it is.
Off of work, so more drinking.
He drunk now. Yep. All right, then, Byron.
All right, drunk Byron.
Was he sipping right now for real? Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia, once again, 43% of singles, right?
43% of singles have admitted to hooking up with a stranger on New Year's Eve.
All righty. Natalia has been there. Louie's been there. Let's bring Mindy into the neighborhood. Mindy, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Mindy. 43% of singles say, you know what, they hooked up with a stranger on New Year's Eve. How can this stat be true, Mindy?
It's true.
I heard that.
I am one of the culprits.
Man, you know what? I'm starting to think that is more than 43% when we say, how can this stat be true? You know, so you did have one of those nights where it was you were single. Were you single? Or yes. Was the other person? Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right, so you're single, New Year's Eve. Explain real quick what happens.
It was the first New Year's Eve out. I was 21. Mm-hmm. I was with my sister and her husband at an LA County Sheriff where they have their big parties. And I started drinking. I was new to drinking. And New Year's hit and he was right there.
I heard that. Now, was it a passionate kiss like Natalia when she met Eisenhower or whatever his name was?
Antonio.
Yeah. Or was it more?
Yeah. No, it was passionate. It was PG.
Okay, so you kept it pretty much right there at the LA Fair. Pretty much at the fairground. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Cool. Yeah. All righty. So one and done. You're part of the 43%. That stat is true for you. What about you, Jose? 43%? Yeah. I'm just going to say the way that you don't want to talk that it was. You did it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, man, I remember one year, my first year, Mindy, of like getting out of my relationship. Mm-hmm. I remember it was around when I was like, oh, it's a New Year's Eve. This is my first New Year's Eve of being single. You know what I'm saying? And I remember, dude, I came back from Japan. And we went to a club, and I was like, oh, I'm single. You know what I'm saying? Hell and I had been single. And I was like, oh, I'm going to hook up. So we ended up trying to hook up with these females. But long story short, it was too much. Call me a punk. I punked out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn.
But then I ended up finding out that one of the girls had a real bad case of, like, herpes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, So
wow.
That was the Lord looking on. Say, hey, babe, keep that little centimeter Peter in your pants. You know what I'm saying? You know how the Lord got those nicknames. You don't call nobody else centimeter Peter, just me? Just me? Oh, you know. Nope. Slacker the tallywhacker? No?
What?
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, Mindy, we definitely want to thank you. We definitely want to thank you, Mindy, for being a part of that 43% and sharing that with us. All right, Mindy?
No problem. Have a good day, y'all.
Are you in a relationship now, Mindy? Because we're doing a countdown. It's about to be the end of the year.
Yeah, what's up?
I am married, yes. I will be married for a year at the end of January.
Congratulations to you, Queen. Congratulations to you. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, Natalia up in here. What up, Natalia?
What up, Big? Ooh, how can this be true?
No, go ahead, honey.
With New Year's Eve approaching, there is a few things. Obviously, it's going to be a little different because of the pandemic. One thing I think a lot of people aren't going to be doing this year is kissing a stranger. Big, I saw this survey. And it said that 43% of singles admitted to hooking up with a stranger on New Year's Eve. And I do feel like the number maybe, like, I feel like there should be more, but yeah. I'm definitely part of the 43%.
Oh, really, though? Of course, this is before Matt and Jonathan
and
Chris and Andrew and Steve and George and Larkin. And
who are all these men?
Just Larkin? The other men.
Larkin.
I know. Shout out to my man Larkin Phillips. Larkin, I love you. You know what I'm saying? It just popped in my head.
Big, 1 year. This was before I ever met my husband. There was 1 year I was partying in downtown LA and I like met this dude and we just started talking and he kissed me and then he was like, what's your name? And I kid you not, Big, I said, I'm not going to tell you my name. Let's just leave it at that. We just kissed on New Year's. We'll always remember this moment and that's it. And then I walked away.
Hey, man, when y'all kissed, was it a peck or was it with tongue?
Nah,
like, was it passionate?
It was passionate. He was a good kisser. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, so you
but
said,
I remember having that moment.
My love, like, says she part of that 43%. What about you, Lou? Part of it.
Of course
be.
I am.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Every New Year's is always something new for a long time.
Really, though?
Yeah, dog. I love New Year's Eve when I was single.
Man,
best, dog.
Hey, man, and a passionate kiss like that, that's considered a hookup, Natalia. That's like, true. I hooked up with this guy.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Risky me.
And
look
then
at
you
that.
Just, then you just let him go in the wind.
You heartbreaker, yes, you.
And then she hit her with the movie
New Year's
quote.
Eve stranger.
Yeah. He was like,
what movie quote was that?
Hawk, what is your name? Let's just have this moment and let's just leave it there.
Yeah, what the
milady,
hell is
please, milady. You lost your shoe. What the hell?
It's almost midnight.
I wanted my moment.
With the
I wanted my
striking,
romantic movie moment.
I can't believe it.
I feel the title of your is your name.
You don't want to know my name. Just call me the Heartbreaker. Okay, I'm done with that. All right, yeah. So, oh, 43% of singles have hooked up with a stranger on New Year's Eve. How can this stat be true? Mindy, are you there?
I'm here.
All righty, Mindy, we're coming back with you. How can this stat be true? Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Thank you for listening to another full show episode here on RadioBigBoy.com. And remember, there's all new fully loaded interviews every week right here on RadioBigBoy.com. That's all the interview with zero interruptions with Big Boy's fully loaded interviews. Make sure you check them out.